Thank Mother you. Harris, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God this morning, saints. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, praise God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Under the leadership of our very own apostle, founder, and my minister, glory to God, Asia Francis, glory to the name. A church where the fivefold ministry is alive and operating in spirit and in truth, amen. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Cornerstone Deliverance Church is where everybody is somebody and nobody is a stranger, praise God. Come looking for your miracle today because it's right here. Glory to God, waiting on you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And our scripture for today, oh, glory to the name. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory God. Oh, hallelujah.
God. He said, He said unto him, "Free not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee, and that awful fall my father knoweth." Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus this morning. I thank God, glory to God for what he's doing, what he has done, but most of all, I'm thanking him in advance this morning. I don't know about you, but what
he's going to do in
my mind, body, and spirit, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'll just praise him this morning.
Yes.
Because nobody but Jesus. Nobody. Hallelujah. Got you up this morning to tune in to our very own apostle. Asia, glory to God. Francis, glory to God. All and all the mothers and ministers, preachers, evangelists, glory to God, that is here waiting for to help you get your miracle, if you can understand that. But we do praise God because the Holy Ghost goes from Holy Ghost to Holy Ghost. Glory. And I do thank him this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're now going to, release the line to Apostle Eartha Wright, beloved, as we enter into praise, worship, and testimony service. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice, glory to God, and be glad in it, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Oh, that I may not sin against thee. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me,
hallelujah.
Glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto Glory to God. Coming into the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Not in, hallelujah, a physical building today. But being able to come together in unity and strength, hallelujah, over a conference line for some of us from hundreds of miles away.
Hallelujah.
But God, our God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and more than we can even ask or think, who has made these things possible for us to be able to come together. Hallelujah. And it has not stopped, my God, since COVID-19 got started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has made it available for us to get together. We can't tell a tale and say, oh, I can't get to the saints of the Lord. The devil is a liar. We can still come together. We can still come together. We can still give the preached word of God. We can still give testimonies. We can still lift the Savior up. Hallelujah. We can come together and be on one accord. Hallelujah. He has made it available for us. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have no excuses unless we don't have a telephone line. Hallelujah. Unless we don't have an internet service.
Jesus.
Glory to God. We are able to come together for such a time as this.
Amen.
Hear the word of God. To encourage one another.
Yes.
My God, I thank the Lord for this day.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for even knowing what day it is, that it's Sunday.
Yes.
That we're being called together to come together to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To encourage one another to keep on keeping on in the Lord. I praise God for the mighty woman of God, Apostle Asia Francis.
Oh, yes.
I praise the Lord for her husband, Deacon Francis.
Yes.
I praise the Lord for all the mothers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The mothers, Lord, oh God, all of the ministers and saints of God on the line.
Yes.
They yet keep on keeping on in spite of everything.
Yes.
Obstacles that we may have to go through, we yet keep going on. I thank God for this is the day. And I gotta keep saying it, that He has made, and we must continue to rejoice and be glad in it. In spite of what it's looking like, sounding like, and feeling like. I want to encourage all the saints of God, if you got a testimony while the blood is running, hallelujah, warm in your veins, hallelujah, while the breath, the real breath of God is still in your body, give your testimony or give a song or say a scripture to the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The floor is open. Glory to God. For testimonies and songs and even scriptures to the glory and honor of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes, in my heart a melody of love divine.
Thank you,
'cause I am His and I know He's mine.
Jesus.
Ask me why I sing and shout.
Hallelujah.
In my heart is in my heart. Some people sing, but they have a pretty voice.
Thank you,
some people sing because they have no choice.
Yes.
Some people say, why I sing and shout, it's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
It's Jesus.
That's my testimony this morning.
Hallelujah.
In my heart, glory to God. I don't know about anybody else, but it's in my heart.
Yes,
Jesus.
My God. Because I am His. And
hallelujah.
I know He's mine. Glory to God this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm blessed to have Him in my soul, mind, body, spirit. And
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Even trying to sing glory to the
thank you, Jesus.
Because it is in my heart this morning.
Amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother. God bless you.
Glory to God. Amen.
My Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. In thy presence, there is peace. Let me linger, let me stay in thy presence, day by day, until thy likeness is in me. In thy presence, there is joy. In thy presence, there is peace. Let me linger, let me stay in thy presence day by day until thy likeness is seen in me. Will there be another testimony or song to the glory and honor of God?
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory?
Hallelujah.
The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Because I entered into the service with my gates lifted up this morning.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That the King of glory shall come in.
Yeah,
that he may work a miracle in my heart. Beloved, you have to lift up your gates this morning.
I thank
God. Hallelujah. That I am available. Hallelujah. For whatever it is that he wants to do. Praise God. In my life. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to be ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My testimony this morning is that I am ready.
Waiting on
the King of glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those of you that know the power and the strength and the worth of prayer, continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you. We thank you, Lord.
Hey, Korobosia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Korobosia and Dorobosanda. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just want to read from Psalms 150. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise
yes.
God in his sanctuary.
Yes.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Yes.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise
yes.
him with strings and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise
yes.
him upon the high sounding cymbals. And let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God wants us to praise him, to worship him, to glorify
Hallelujah.
Him just for who he is. He is so worthy.
Just
yes,
he is.
That we yes, woke up
Lord.
This
yes,
morning.
Yes,
I know two people who were here this Monday and gone today. Two people. So we
oh,
are
Jesus.
So blessed to wake up.
Yes.
And to wake up, and just for the mere fact that we woke up, we got a testimony that
yes.
God helped me
yes.
another day.
Hallelujah.
And I give God praise just for who he is.
God.
He's
yes.
awesome and a glorious God. There's nothing he won't do
yes.
for his people if I walk is blameless before him. Just continue
yes.
to worship him, continue to praise him and glorify him.
Yes.
I just thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. What a forte of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. I've been born spirit. I've been washed in his blood. This is my story.
Yes.
This is my song. I keep praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I keep praising my Savior all the day long. Well, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of his glory divine. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. What a blessing. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We've been purchased. We've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a foretaste. This is just a taste. My glory to God. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He has allowed us to see a brand new day. The woman of God. Some people are with us, at least two people. Hallelujah on Monday, but they're not with us today. But we are yet in the land of the living. We yet have the blood running warm in our veins. We yet can say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We yet have the activities of our limb. Well, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He's still, hallelujah, blowing his ruah breath into our nostrils and giving us another opportunity to worship him. Hallelujah. That's assurance. My God, we gotta praise him. Hallelujah. And I don't want to pump nobody up. Hallelujah. The woman, the women of God, hallelujah, the apostles, glory to God, read a scripture. The woman of God, hallelujah, read another scripture. Hallelujah. Giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We have a chance. I heard let us testify. I say, let us sing. Hallelujah. We can read a scripture. Hallelujah. The floor is yet open. And why you have a chance.
God, this morning, who said of my life, I just want to thank God for waking me up in my right mind. I thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis and Deacon Francis. I thank God for Apostle Eartha Morgan. I just have to acknowledge everybody. I thank God for Minister Harris, Mother Harris. I thank God for Prophetess Meg. I thank God for Minister Johnson, Prophet Deja Williams, Sister Tanisha, and all everyone in their respective places. I thank God because I went to the doctor on Thursday, and I was telling you all before about the color in my leg, and they said it was poor blood circulation, but they finally diagnosed me saying that the blood goes down in my legs, but it don't come up because I don't move around enough. They say if I lay down in the bed 24 hours, that will help. But they want me to keep my legs up. But I thank God for Jesus because I know he can bring that blood up in my legs. I know he died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And also because I'm excited for what he's doing in my life. I'm like the quiet type person. But God told me, open up your mouth, Marie Roberts. I'm going to speak through you. In Sunday school, I study, and I said, Lord, what is this? I just can't get it. God said, I told you to open up your mouth, and I open up my mouth, and God just brings what I study. And I give him all the glory because nobody's doing it but him. I used to text. One day he spoke to my heart and said, pick up the phone. I'm going to teach you how to text. I make mistakes now, but I'm texting in Jesus' name. I just thank God. I'm gonna run on. I'm walking with a walker, but I'm still running. I give God all the glory because He takes me, and I'm in His presence all times. And I just give Him the glory. Hallelujah! Yes, yes,
Hallelujah! Oh, glory, God! Glory, glory! Thank you, Lord. Awesome testimony! Glory to God!
Hallelujah!
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Oh, glory to God! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, who can come and stand me? For us when we all on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have a victory. Hallelujah, the power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah, Mother Roberts, for your testimony.
Lord.
To God for allowing the Lord to use you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. Share your testimony. We do praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Would there be another with a testimony, a song, or a scripture? Glory to God for the Lord today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
By your blood we are. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
If not, I have another song, Apostle,
yes.
Asia, that I would like to sing, and then I will give it back into your hands.
Amen.
Yes. Use me, Lord.
Yes, yes.
For your service. Draw me nearer every day. Cause Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
But if I fail while I'm trying,
Lord Jesus,
don't be angry.
Jesus.
Please let me stay.
Yes. Here we are.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm willing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, to run on. Oh, all the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
All the way. All the way.
All the way, Jesus.
All the way. Lord, all the way. Lord, I'm willing.
Yeah.
Let it do it in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. For the witness of those that have come before us and that are still here. Hallelujah.
The wisdom being willing to go all the way, God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
not
yes.
halfway,
oh, yes.
but all the way, praise
Thanks,
God.
Lord
we thank
Jesus.
You for that witness this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Grace us that we may go all the way. We can't
in
do it in our might and our power.
Yes,
but let
Lord.
Your spirit bear witness to the cry of our heart today. Hallelujah. We have the desire to go all the way with Jesus.
Yes,
we have the desire to finish this race.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
yes,
have a desire, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A godly desire to please.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To go all the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All the way without
testing. Way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I've been
yes.
for Jesus
yes.
a long time, and
yes.
I'm not tired yet. Somebody still wants to go all the way.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Lord. Hallelujah. I heard this song
yes.
say is in my heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some people
Hallelujah.
Sing because they got a gift. Some people sing because they have to.
Yes.
But sometimes I sing because I have to. Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So that this way, hallelujah,
We yes. don't make no mistakes. Amen. Every gift is being ministered or yes. being furnished through the same Spirit. Praise God. Yes. And the Holy Ghost don't compete with himself. Amen.
Yes.
And we are truly yes. in the presence of God, and we're supposed to be here in fellowship with one another.
Yes.
Amen. We can see how the service yes. will go smoothly. Amen. From testimony to scripture being read, from song being sung wild, because ain't nobody working but the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But,
yes.
beloved, we have to be willing. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
We have
Hallelujah.
To be willing to be used by the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We
got
to be willing to get into his presence that we may hear from him. Huh? We got to be willing to hear his voice. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
by
Jesus. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm
going to read some scriptures to you. Amen. We're going to go to Luke chapter 10, and we're going to start from 57 to 62. Amen. We have a few scriptures to read this morning. Amen. And then I'm going to also read Philippians 3:14. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe that God is directing us. Because if it is in our heart, the song that he put in our heart, the spirit that he put in our heart, eternity, amen, the deposit of eternity that he put in our heart, amen, hallelujah, to carry out his vision, his plan, his purpose, amen, praise God. And God gives us instruction. Yes, he have a vision for each and every one of our lives, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. And he will, and we need each other to carry out the vision, praise God.
And
you will see that God will give us like visions, but he will pull us together, amen, that we can work our like visions for the bigger vision. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. And so, Luke, amen. Those of you that are here, you here for purpose and plan. Amen. Sometimes
amen.
We go away, but the Holy Spirit just keeps drawing you back. Yes.
Amen.
Praise amen. God. Sometimes we think we should be someplace else, but God does something, and he draws us right back. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He puts us in the place where he wants us. He has us operating where
amen.
He wants us to be. Amen. Praise God. But, beloved, we have to be willing to give our all, to give our best. Amen. We don't want to just give God the rest. We want to give him our best. But we have the opportunity to sing for his glory. We want to sing it like we may not ever be able to sing it again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the woman of God said, there was two that was present yesterday in the land of the living, but they're not, no more breath in the body. Praise God. Don't know nothing else about this life. Praise God. I said this life, this time, this dimension. Amen. Praise God. Don't know nothing about it. Amen. Praise God. The breath is gone. Hallelujah. So while we have the breath of God, amen, we want to do with
God
it. We want to be strategic with it. Amen. We want to be intentional with it. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God. And God has been speaking these things to us. Amen. You have to have a vision. You got to have a plan. You got to know God's plan for your life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the plan that God has for your life, amen, allows you to set a plan in life to be intentional. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not that we don't know the difference between good and evil. We know the difference between good and evil. But we don't know the difference between good and better. Amen. Praise God.
Come on now.
It may be good, but it may not be expedient. Amen.
Yes.
It may be good, amen, but it may not serve the purpose and the plan. It may not push me toward where God wants me to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
It may be good. Can I do these things? Yes, I can. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God's name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But it may not be expedient.
Amen.
Praise God. And so, amen, I'm going to start at Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 9, beloved, verse 57 to 62. Amen, I'm going to give you a moment to turn back one page. Amen, praise God. And it says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow you whithersoever you go. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head.
Amen.
Somebody have a lot of noise in their background. Amen. Praise God. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead.
All right.
But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so, beloved, I have a twofold message this morning. Amen. According to the kingdom standard, kingdom of God standard, are you fit? Amen. Are you fit? Are you fit? Amen. Apostle Paul said concerning to Mark John, when he left the work of the Lord, he walked away in the middle of them proclaiming the gospel. Amen. Healing the sick. Amen. And casting out demons. He left. He couldn't handle it. Apostle Paul told Barnabas, he is not fit for this work. Amen. According to, amen, the word of the Lord, he is not fit. Amen. Praise God. But Barnabas did not give up on him. Barnabas stayed with him. And that separated Barnabas and Paul, who God had put together for missionary work. Amen. And Paul went with Apollos, and Barnabas went with his cousin, Mark John, so that Mark John can be developed. Amen. So the gospel of Mark was written by Mark John, amen, who at one time was not fit, according to the Holy Spirit speaking through Apostle Paul. Was not fit. Amen. He had to be trained up. He had to be trained up. Beloved, when we put our hand to the plow, when we give God our yes, a lot of you said yes today. Praise God.
Amen.
But sometimes when we open up our mouth, we speak against the promise, the plan, and the purpose of God. Amen. Praise God. This is why God has been speaking to us about, amen, girdling our tongue. Amen. Let the words that come out of our mouth and our behavior, let it line up. Let it line up with what God is doing, his purpose and his plan for your life, beloved. It's time to be intentional. Amen. And so the psalmist saying that I'm willing to go all the way. Well, beloved, in order to go all the way, you have to be willing to press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us. Heavenward in Christ. Amen. So we're not earthbound. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, we must keep our eyes on the mark. Amen. That was one of my favorite prayers I used to pray. Lord, give me the skill of the marksman and the eye of the sharpshooter. Praise God. Do not let me miss my target. Keep my face upon you like flint. That is a personal prayer that I pray for myself. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that will cause for us to be busy in life. Praise God. Amen. But busy doing that which is good, but not doing that which is best. Amen. Not doing that which is best to keep you. Amen, that you can make it to the end. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, can I go here, can I do this? Amen, yes. Listen, God has given us a liberty, amen. But is it expedient? Is it the best thing for God's plan and God's vision for your life? Amen, praise God. A woman of God called me. She said, Apostle, why are you preaching out? I said, not everywhere. Hallelujah. Not everywhere, because I'm in the way. I'm in the way. The Bible says here, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, the Bible tells us that they persecuted women, boy and girl alike that was in the way. Hallelujah. And Apostle, what is this thing about the way? Well, Jesus said that I am the way. He said, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. My God, if you're being persecuted today because you're in the way, because you're in the way of Jesus, that way is straight and narrow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They don't understand, hallelujah, Jesus, why we preach and teach Jesus so hard. They don't understand, hallelujah, why we say that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. They do not understand when we stand up and say,
Hallelujah.
We don't move with that spirit of inclusion or inclusiveness. We're all religions of good because there was only one. One that they call prophet. One that they call Messiah. One that is the great I am.
Yes.
And I am the way.
Hallelujah.
And I'll show you the way. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Buddha is an idol. Hallelujah. You see, everything leads to Jesus. But
yes.
Jesus, he's the way to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, we have to stand strong because we're going all the way. We got an eye on the mark. We got an eye on the prize. We're running this race in any kind of way. We're running it that we may obtain the prize.
Hallelujah.
We're fighting and punching in the air. We're not that type of athlete. We're not that type of soldier. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I don't come to speak to you today as if you are babes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on.
You don't know the difference between good and evil. Because you know the difference between good and evil. But it's time for you to know the difference between good and better.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes our greatest challenge is not in choosing between good and bad, but choosing between good and bad. The vision itself, your vision, God's plan for your life, it helps us to decide what is best for us. Amen. We want to do things that are right for the vision. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I heard the psalmist say, do anybody want to go to heaven? I got news for you. I'm already seated there. I'm walking and talking like I'm there. I'm praying like I'm there. I'm casting out devils like I'm there.
Hallelujah.
Like I'm there. I'm dying like I'm there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. Beloved, you have to know it for yourself. Anybody want to go to heaven? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says that we are already spiritually resurrected.
Hallelujah.
In heavenly places with him. Until it happened in the spirit, it won't happen in the physical. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the spiritual realm is our reality. So I will cast out demons from earth. I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm on the throne with my Lord. He's the head and I'm the body. Hallelujah, Jesus. One of the many members. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is why the serpents and scorpions and the enemy, he's literally under your feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because the third heaven is higher.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He should not be whispering in your ear because that will make him pause to you. When strange things and voices and words begin, I begin to hear these things. I begin to cast them down.
Cast
down imagination. How by the power of God? Not from this three-dimensional world, but from the heavens. I said the third heavens, high above.
My Lord, the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Beloved, the only way that we're going to make it, hallelujah, God has spiritually placed you in the God realm, but you want to operate in limitation in this three-dimensional realm. The world operates that way. The world will operate even in the hallelujah, even in the, from the celestial heavens. Those that are Satan worshipers, praise God. But God lifted us up, hallelujah, high above the second heaven. He lifted us up and he gave us power, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go beyond your human limitations. Go beyond your human boundaries and tap into God's provision for you.
Amen.
His power without measure. measure. I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus. If you be Christ, the heavens are open wherever you go. If you be in Christ and Christ be in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wherever Christ was, hallelujah, the Bible said that the heavens was open. And God, he said, Father, I know you hear me. The only reason why I speak these words is for their sake, that they may bear witness. Father, I know you hear me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Beloved, it's time for you to know who you are, the purpose and plan of God for your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. My God, it's time for you to not choose that which is good, but choose that which is better. It's time to for that which is best, praise God. It's time to be intentional. A vision protects you from being misguided by good alternatives. Amen. Sometimes there are alternatives and they're good, but they're not what's best. Praise God. This is why we got to stay in step and in tune with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It allows you to say no to lesser opportunities, even if there are certain benefits to them, and to stay focused on what will bring you the best results. Hallelujah, Jesus. Being here, there, and everywhere did not get me anointed, praise God. But being in the presence of the Lord, I'm talking about praying all night long, having all night prayer every Friday night. I'm crying God at his word. If the Bible said, drive out demons, I was driving them out. Hallelujah. My sister came to me one day, and she had faith. She said, my friend just died, but you can raise the dead. I said, God, is that where you going now? Are you raising the dead through me today? He already raised the spiritual dead, but are you causing for the physical dead to get up and go forward? And so I stepped out on faith. We went down to the morgue. Hallelujah, Jesus. And she started telling the doctor that that's my sister. I said, if you want God to do this work, you got to tell the truth. We got to stand on the truth. That's her friend. But we came to see if God would raise the dead. Hallelujah. I don't know who the people were, but they led us into the refrigerator. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. And so we got in that refrigerator, and it was two people standing on the side. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they were just looking and waiting. Hallelujah. And I started saying, get up in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk in Jesus' name. And it looked like the zipper came down. Hallelujah. My sister got afraid. I said, come on and get it together. You got me in this mold. Don't be afraid. God is going to raise the dead. I said, get up in the name of Jesus. Praise God. She said, did you see that zipper move? He called our son go. He called our dad and both sons. Sometimes you want to see God do great and mighty things.
Hallelujah.
But if God really was to do something great and mighty, we would be afraid. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The dead jump forth after they've been dead for days. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, set your heart and
Hallelujah.
Your mind on the mark. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be prepared to see the supernatural in the divine manifest. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid, but believe God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
It's real.
Don't be afraid, but believe God.
Yes.
Jesus did it in his ministry. He said that we shall do greater things. There's not a name of an infirmity that is greater than the name of Jesus. I don't care what the name of that infirmity is. Hallelujah. Once you get the name, it must bow because Jesus' name is greater. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about that which is good and that which is better. It's good to be in good health, but I'm talking about divine health. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's all right to have good health, but I'm talking about divine health. Hallelujah. It's all right to be set financially, but I'm talking about divine wealth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. It's nice to have houses and lands and businesses, but I'm talking about supernatural divine provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. So we got to start proclaiming and speaking just like the kingdom citizens. Oh, yes, divine health is my portion. You got to say it like you mean it. You got to speak it like you know it. The doctor may say this, but you got to say divine health.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we must keep our eyes on the mark. I ask the Lord, which way are you coming from today? Are we going with this study today? Praise God. But as the testimonies came forth, I felt the temperature of the Spirit. I knew exactly what God was doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to go all the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. And yes, are we going to see some trials and tribulations? Oh, yes, you will. But, beloved, I promise you that the flood won't drown you. Praise
hallelujah.
God. God's plan for your life. The fire won't burn you.
Thank you, Lord.
God's plan for your life, praise God. He will be your bridge over troubled water. He will pave a way for your beloved. Praise God. He will be your shield from the fire. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
He will. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory God. So we must keep our eye on the mark. We have already put our hand to the plow. Hallelujah. The farmer knew he put a stick at the end where he was going. Hallelujah. He kept his eye on that. If he would have turned, sometimes we're not turning all the way around, but we are turning to the right and to the left. Praise God. And if you turn to the left and the right, you will move the ox. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, keep your eye on the plow. Jesus Christ, he is our perfect example. Praise God on how we ought to live this life. We ought to keep our eye. Whatever plan you may have, you can, or vision you may have, you can accomplish it if you stick with the plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything is accomplishable with Christ. And sometimes we don't have the strength, my God, or the willpower. My God, the grace. I said grace.
Unspeakable.
But at the word of the Lord, at the provision of grace, God began to do something in her. God began to do
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Glory God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When I first started out in ministry, praise God, I didn't always know what was best. Hallelujah. But I had a heart to go all the way. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Whatever it would take, God, whatever it would take. Hallelujah, for the kingdom, praise God. Channeling my resources into the vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to give all that you have to God. You know where you stand when you're not willing to give it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. When you have to talk yourself into it, praise God. You are losing passion for the vision. Praise God. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your
Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah. We come to encourage you today.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to stay focused. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. God, hallelujah. You want to keep your eye on the mark. It's a high calling of God. Christ, it is a high calling of God. Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. No one puts his hand to the plow and look back. Sometimes when we start out running for the Lord, we have so many cares of the world.
one said, let me bury my father. You saw the mind of God for that, let the dead bury the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to walk away. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when Elijah anointed Elisha and he wanted to say bye to his people, beloved, you got to be willing to go forward. One man wanted to say farewell. Hallelujah. Jesus said there's no time for that. Praise God. You got the heart to move forward. Beloved, you're not going backward. There's nothing to go back to. Praise God. Where will we go when he got the words of everlasting life? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So God is giving you an unction to function. He's putting a press in your spirit that you can carry on in the battlefield of the Lord. And I hear somebody saying, I'm willing to go, but will you walk with me, Lord? Will you talk with me, God? Will you empower me on my pilgrimage journey? Oh, God, I need you to walk with me. But God is saying, I already told you. I already told you. He said, I already told you that I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. Thank you, and that I am with you always. Hallelujah, Jesus. But sometimes in the throw of things, we're feeling quite alone. But if we would just remember the word of the Lord, walk with me. I said, I'm with you always. Talk with me. I said, I'm with you always. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God's name. Sometimes our greatest challenge is not in choosing between good and bad, but in choosing between good and best. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you deserve the best. God gives his children the best. Hallelujah. You should have desires and appetite for the best. Praise God. Hallelujah. No shucking and jiving. Hallelujah. My God, no manipulation, no intimidation. Amen. That is not God's plan for you. Praise God. God's plan for you is the best. Amen. Praise God. Whether it's in a husband or a wife, praise God. Hallelujah. Whether it's in a job or a business, praise God. Hallelujah. Whether it's in your dress, praise God. Hallelujah. God's mind towards you is that you would have the best. Amen. Even in the vision of your ministry, amen, it's not according, amen, to your finances, amen, but it's according to the economy of God. Amen. Praise God. So don't be afraid to dream big. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will begin to set people in place. Amen. Hallelujah for the fulfillment of your vision and the birthing out. Some of you are birthing out your vision even as you are walking and working and serving Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is why you had to come up under the covering. Why? Because it is a light vision. Praise God. It is a light vision. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You want to be connected. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Divinely connected in this season. Amen. We don't just want any connections. Amen. Let that word divine become a part of your vocabulary. Amen. Our language should change. Amen. Praise God. Is it good for me to know you? It may be good for me to know you, but in this season of my life, you're not a divine appointment. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you giving your energies to? Is it that which is good or that which is best for God's vision and plan for your life? Sometimes we're giving our energies over to the wrong thing for the season, for the season, for the season. Amen. Thank God. Beloved, know your season and work your season. Work it, work it, work it. Work it, work it, work it. Because faith produces works. Amen. Praise God. Faith has the fruit of works. Amen. Listen, no one with faith is sitting around doing nothing. Faith will produce works. Amen. If your faith is not producing works, then it's dead faith. Then it's dead faith. It's dead faith. It's dead faith. Praise God. And God don't produce nothing dead. Amen. He is the God of the living. He is the God of the living. And those that are alive is birthing out living. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we want to be able to add, amen, everyone that we witness to is a living stone being added. Amen. To what? To the church. Amen. Sometimes we keep looking at this physical building. Amen. Praise God. And is it good to have a physical building? It is good. but it is best that you preach this gospel, that we can build the house that God is building, that a living stone, that type of brick, can be added. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you don't need a physical building to add a living stone. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But without living stones, you can't have a physical building, because will nobody be standing there but you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So, beloved, stay focused. Amen. Know that you are doing the work. This work of Jesus Christ is not what some people think. Praise God. Hallelujah. As you go throughout your day, you are having divine appointments, divine connections. There's people that you need to meet. There's people that you must encourage. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. There's people that you must witness to. There's people that have to watch you live out your life. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth is bearing witness. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is bearing witness on whether we choose life or death, blessings or curses. But he said, I'd rather that you choose life. And he said,
yes,
not just that you shall live, but that your seed shall live. This is a generational blessing. So every day, every moment of the day, you are making choices. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And some of you, some of us are really making good choices, but are they the best?
Mm.
Are they the best? Hallelujah, for God's plan and purpose for your life. Amen.
Thanks.
I believe that with this word, God has elevated us. Amen. I believe that he has shifted our focus. I believe that he has showed us his value that he placed on our life, and that he truly gives his people that. We sing that song too. He has been better than good to me. He ain't just a good God. He has been better than good to me, praise God.
God.
Why? Because he gives us the best. He can exceed whatever God can meet your need according to his riches of glory in Christ Jesus, but he will exceed whatever you think of and imagine, huh? Because he gives you the best. What you think is good is not what's best, praise God. And in order for what's best for you to know what's best must be revealed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It won't be seen, but it must be revealed. That means the Holy Spirit must unveil it to you. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, beloved, we have to learn how to occupy. Amen. And keep our faith upon him like flint. And we need to keep our eyes on the mark.
Amen.
And my prayer for you today, even as I pray this prayer, may God fix it in your heart. Lord, give your people today the skill of the marksman.
Yes, Lord.
Give them the eye of the sharpshooter. Let their eye be upon you like flint.
Yes.
Don't let them choose that which is good.
Yes.
But grace them to discern the difference from that which is good and best.
Right.
And let them choose that which is best. Praise God. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
that
Jesus.
You will know the difference
name
between good.
Yes.
You will know the difference between good and bad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Receive it. A better revelation. Abundant life, not just living life, but living it more abundantly. God always wants the best for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Divine appointment, divine health, divine wealth, divine provision, divine economy. This blessing is not just for you, but as you stand in the presence of the Lord today, you stand that your generations may not.
Hallelujah.
You got to stand before him with your children in mind, with your great-grandchildren in mind, with your great-great-grand, with the generations that you may never see. You got to believe that he's giving you the best for every business idea, for every book that you would write, every song he put in your heart. It's not about the gift, but it's about the anointing. God deals with the root. He deals with the heart. He deals with the source of things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, let him fix it in your heart this morning. Yield to him this morning. By faith, receive the provision of the Lord. By faith, receive the master's reset. By faith, receive the download. I show no good between good and best. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice, beloved. Obedience is better. Sacrifice is good, but obedience is best.
Hallelujah.
Sacrifice for us to be here today, but to obey. Glory, God. We thank you. God is fixing it in your heart. Something is not just shifting in you. It's shifting in everything that is connected to you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. And beloved, as we move forth in this service, amen, we want to continue to move forth in obedience. We want to continue to choose that which is best. Amen. There was a time when the children of Israel did that which was good. Amen. They gave up their tithes and their offering, amen, of everything that they had. Amen. But they did not give God the best. Amen. When we serve God that gives us his best, we ought to give him our best and not the rest. Praise God. So they kept the best of their cow and their fatling for themselves, amen? And they just gave God what was left over, amen? And God called them on it in Malachi 3. He said, will a man rob God, amen? Praise God. God was straightforward with it, amen? He didn't hold no punches. And he says, I know you asked, how do we rob you? And he said, I'm telling you, you robbing me in tithes and an orphan, amen? Praise God, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we want to be able to be obedient to God's word. Amen. Praise God. Because he tells us that when we move in obedience with tithes and offerings, when we bless him and his work with our substance, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With our finance, praise God. Amen. With our time, with our presence, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He says, I will open up the windows of heaven. Amen. Pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. You will be so blessed that you will have to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. He opens. So tells us, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And sometimes we want that blessing to be financed, but sometimes that blessing is the wisdom and knowledge to get financed. Sometimes that blessing is an anointing. Sometimes,
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Sometimes that blessing is just the favor of God.
You got to think
outside of the box.
Yes,
I could
Lord.
Be sitting right here in my dining room, but I know the Lord is blessing me right now.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, I know the Lord. He's blessing
yes.
me
yes.
right
yes.
here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory
yes.
to God's name.
Thank you, Father.
There's
God.
A blessing in the pipeline
in the
for me.
Name
There's
of
a
Jesus.
Blessing.
Yes.
Yes. The windows of heaven is open.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because of my obedience. Because
yes.
of my obedience.
Yes.
God loves us so much. When we don't have the grace to obey, the Holy Ghost starts ministering to us.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
Holy Ghost won't let. He starts ministering to us. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we can stay in the way, that we can choose not that which is good, but that which is best.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we can really please God with that which is best. Amen.
Yes.
He said, with your tithe, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Hi,
praise
yada.
God. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Glory God. And I stand on that word, praise God. As a
amen.
Faithful tither, amen, I stand on that word. When things
yeah.
begin to get funny, amen, I put the rebuke of the Lord on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't play around with it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that rebuke is God's breath. Amen. Isn't
amen.
That what that archangel, the archangel Michael said to Satan when he came for the body of Moses because Moses sinned against God? The archangel Michael said unto Satan, he said, Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you. Praise God. Who could stand under the rebuke of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Praise God, beloved. We have to know the principles, amen, and the power that is in the word. Every word got power. Amen.
Amen.
Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you, the hand of God that binds you. The hand of God binds the strong man. The blood of Jesus that works against you. We ain't going to beg
yes.
and plead with you, and you're coming out in Jesus' name. And you're going to walk in dry places. You got to tell the devil where to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in your authority. Know your word. Know what God is saying. Amen. Know what you can do in every season. Praise God. And so, hallelujah, beloved, by faith. Amen. And we want you to obey God by faith. Because if you don't do it by faith, you can't please him. If you're not doing it by faith in his word, amen, praise God, you might as well keep it. Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
Because God is the discerner of the heart. He knows what he put in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
He fixes it, amen, at the root, the heart.
Mm.
Amen. Praise God. Your heart is a bag of words. There's all kind of words going on in that heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so by faith, beloved, we are opening up, amen, the service, amen, that you may bless God in your giving. Step out on faith. Bless him according to how you have been blessed. Amen. Praise God. Move in obedience unto his word. We're going to have a study on giving. Amen, that this way you can be fully equipped by faith. Amen, that you can walk out God's purpose and plan for your life when it comes down to giving and receiving. Tithing is the foundation of giving and receiving. If you have not paid the fullness of your tithe, you cannot give an offering until you have paid your tithe. Amen, praise God, because God will consider everything that you give tithe until your tithe is paid. Amen. Apostle, me, I may not know what your full tithe is, but God knows. This thing is between
Amen.
You and God. This thing is between you and God. Amen. The books will be open one day. Amen. Praise God. Everything
Hallelujah.
That we do, everything that we said, amen, the books will be open. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
amen. So, beloved, we have to begin to look beyond ourselves, begin to look beyond this three-dimensional world. Amen. And know that we have accountability unto God, responsibility unto God. The life that we live it unto God. Amen. That this thing ain't unto man, or it ain't about what we think, but this thing is unto God. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And so, beloved, for those of you by faith that is moving in obedience, and I keep saying by faith, faith is
amen.
Key. Faith have works. Amen. Praise God. You can give through the Cash App, Dollar Sign, CSDC 12. Amen. Whatever it is that you have set in your heart to give, exceed it. Don't give what is good. Give your best. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Exceed it.
Amen.
I challenge you to exceed it. Amen. I went to to a service in Brooklyn. Amen. Praise God. And the apostle there, Apostle R.L. Jackson. Amen. Praise God. After he finished prophesying my whole ministry. Amen. God's plan for my life. Praise God. Amen. I think the whole service he prophesied to me, I have purpose to give $100. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I purpose in my heart. But God had already told me to put aside $800 earlier in the week. Amen. Praise God. And so when God told me to give $900, I said, Lord, I don't have it. Praise God. He said, yes, you do. He says, I knew that you were purposed to give $100, and I told you to put aside $800. I had one more check left in my check, but God knew what he was doing. I had already written out the check for $100. I did not know why he told me to put aside $800, but God knew. Beloved, exceed your good and give your best. Exceed, step out on faith today. Try God at his word. Exceed your good and give your best. Amen, praise God. $CSVC12. Amen. Exceed your good today. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can go to the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, and you can give via the website, beloved. Amen. Praise God. You can also give via PayPal, cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com is the PayPal email. Amen. Praise God. And you can also give, amen, via Zelle. And that email, again, is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. For those of you that have the church app, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can give through the church app. There is a heart that is a giving icon. Amen. And it will take you to our PayPal link, and you can give there. And there's a declaration that we make. We know that when we give to the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, that our giving is not in vain. God has already proclaimed in his word, this word is already God breathed, the blessing for the giver. Amen.
Yes.
As long as the earth remains seed, time and harvest will not cease. Praise God. You can expect a harvest for every seed that you sow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so I just thank God. Amen. And we are praying the Lord's provision, not our provision. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Listen, we ain't got no funny words to say. Amen. We ain't making no fake promises over here. Amen. God shall bless you according to how it is written in his word. Amen. Praise God. That is how he's going to bless you, for your obedience and giving to his word. Amen. Praise God. To his word. Amen. Praise God. And so we just thank God for all that he is doing. Amen. In this season, praise God. Hallelujah. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray your provision, your supernatural divine provision upon your people, that you are putting the super to their natural concerning their resources, even as you have set it in their heart for them to be a blessing of your work. Amen. At Cornerstone Deliverance Church, oh God, this branch on the vine, my God, hallelujah. We ask that you bless your people accordingly. We ask that you exceed their expectations, my God. We ask that you give them your best in Jesus' name, according to how it is written in your word, God. We thank you for it now. Receive the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we commend the offering unto you even now, my God, that it may be used for your glory, that you may bless it, oh God, that you may multiply it, God, in Jesus' name, that there will be meat in your house and that your work will know no lack. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, for every vision and plan that you have for not just Cornerstone Deliverance Church, but every daughter, son, work, every sponsored ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray your provision, even over Spices, over Kingdom Living Fellowship, over Pastor David Capasati, oh God, in India, oh God, and the 50 pastors over there, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, over every evangelism work that you are birthing out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, God, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to release the line now. Amen. To, amen, Evangelist Rosalind Johnson. Amen. She does that altar call so well, beloved. You have to know how to do the altar call, and I say this because, listen, people don't get saved because they come to the service. Amen. Praise God. They may get saved because they heard the gospel in the service. You don't bring them to the service to get saved. Listen, God has given you the power. He has anointed you. Amen. He has given you, when I say power, I'm talking about authority, that you can forgive sins and remit sins. As long as they are accepting Jesus Christ and gotten to God according to God's plan for salvation, you ought to bring them to the service saved. If you already had an encounter with them, listen, we will come together and set up a baptism service. We will do what needs to be done that we could be aligned with the rest of the word of God concerning that. But you can even baptize them where they are. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We want to stop putting all of these restrictions, amen, when they are man restrictions and they're not God restrictions. Amen. Praise God. You have to walk in the power and the authority that God has given you and stop living beneath your privilege. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
When you tell them, once you minister to them and they believe, tell them their sins have been forgiven. Speaking with boldness, speaking as Jesus was speaking to them, your sins have been forgiven. Go and sin no more. Amen. Bless them. You are anointed to be a blessing. You are anointed to bind the brokenhearted, to triumph the sorrow well. You are anointed for this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You can say, I speak on behalf of God when I say, no authority, God under their
boasting.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
I don't care who don't like it. I don't need permission to speak on behalf of God. He anointed me, he appointed me, he called me, chose me, and sent me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. I remember when we came down in North Carolina, they was asking me, well, who sent you? Where did you come from? I kept saying Jesus. Jesus sent me. God told me, be careful not to use no other name. Hallelujah. Ha-ka-ba-ba. He said, don't use no other name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even those that was of the Pentecostal, amen, wanted to know who sent you. Perhaps kept saying Jesus. And God had me to preach that message in revival. You could come to his own and you could tell them that Jesus sent me. Praise God, but they still want another name. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus is the reputation of the name not good enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. If Jesus sent me, he sent me with a provision for you. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
And God began to work wonders and miracles. Amen. Praise God. Right in the sight of the people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God has come upon them that day. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so, beloved, you have to know who called, chose you, and sent you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to know who name you come in. Praise God.
Yes.
When we start proclaiming all these other names, there ain't no power in that name. Ain't no salvation in apostasia. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
There's salvation in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can talk about apostasia all day long and she won't save you. Ha, ba, 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 I said, but Jesus. I said, there's saving power in that name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're not here to praise the leader. We're not here to serve the leader. Our service is unto God.
Amen.
Our service is unto God. Amen.
Amen.
Upon Mercy Wright Morgan sings for his glory. She shows up and she serves for his glory.
Amen.
Everyone that's serving, we serve for his glory.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, your mothers are serving for his glory. There's a kingdom standing that is much greater and better and bigger, a vision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and God is going to have his way. Amen. Praise God. So I'm releasing the line to the woman of God. Everyone must know how to give an altar call. Get creative according to the word of God. Don't deviate from the word with your altar call. Amen. Praise God.
Lord,
with your altar call. Let it be biblical. Praise God. Because there's only power in that simple message. To save a life. Amen. Praise
God.
Amen. So listen, don't tell them come and get saved. Come to the church. Come hear my pastor. You the preacher. They ought to hear you believe and be saved. They ought to hear you believe and be saved. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're not going to play with this thing here. We're going to do it the way God wants it done. Amen.
Yeah.
We need as many workers in the vineyard as possible. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We are sending work. Praise God. Moving to God, I release the line to you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We praise God for the word of God, for the
Amen.
Power and the anointing of the word.
Yeah.
We just believe it, God.
Thank you.
I just thank God for the word. I'm excited about what God is doing. And the word says if we believe what the word has already spoken,
Hallelujah.
She made it clear, Jesus is the only way. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life.
Yeah.
The life begins through Christ Jesus. And that's us receiving him in our heart and believing not only for the good, not only for the great, but for the greater. God says, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
If you believe, the word says in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
If you believe that and you say, Jesus, come into my heart, just pray this prayer, Jesus, come into my heart, and I believe that you were born. You were born to die just for me.
Yeah.
You walk this earth with all power. And then you not only did that, you said you came to die. And when you died on the cross, that was to save me from all my sins.
Yes,
that was
Hallelujah.
To show me. You broke your body was broken for every disease and sickness out there.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That was for my healing. So God, I received this by faith.
In
Jesus' name. And I believe according to your word.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm confessing with my mouth that
Hallelujah.
Jesus come into my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Yes.
Change me. Make me to be like you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit right now.
Jesus,
that
man.
I can walk according to your will and your word. That I can walk in abundance, oh God. That I can believe this word and walk in it daily. God, I thank you, oh God, for saving me because I believe that you did it. I believe you died for me.
Yes,
I believe that because I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, that all my sins that I committed are forgiven.
Yes.
And I receive you in my heart right now.
In the name
and
of
I
Jesus.
Thank you for saving me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you for healing me. Because all of it belongs to me because of you.
Yes. Lord.
Now, at this point, I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank you for doing it, God. And for those
Amen.
Who are in backslidden states, you say the different prayer. The prayer you pray is, Lord, forgive me for what I've done since I received you.
Amen.
Omitted to do the sin of omission. I didn't do the things you told me to. And the sin of commission. I didn't go when you told me to go. I
thank
didn't
you.
Do it. So, God, I ask that you would forgive me. Help me to turn back to you completely.
Yes,
you said if I come with words of repentance, and, Lord, I repent of not doing the things you called me to do once I received you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I turn my heart back to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said a backsliding heart is filled with his own way, God. And I've been doing things my way. But, God, today
come
I
on and preach.
My heart back to you. I turn my heart back to you, and I ask that you would forgive me
and
restore unto me everything that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar have eaten up, oh God. And I believe it by faith, and I receive my forgiveness, and I receive my restoration. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you.
Thank you.
And because of this, if you prayed those prayers, Jesus has come into your heart, and through the backside of Jesus has restored you. It's as if you never sinned. He justified us as if we never sinned. So we praise God. We thank God. We rejoice.
Hallelujah.
In heaven.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's right.
We rejoice with the angels in heaven that our lives have been
changed. Jesus.
Because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we give you praise, God. We give you honor. We give you all glory, God, for these lives that's been changed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's
God.
Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're praising him in advance. For every soul that will hear the gospel, for every soul whose heart will be pricked, for every soul that will repent, for every backslider that will come back to their first love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. God is able and he's willing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Glory, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to open up the floor. Amen. To Spices. Amen. Ministry, Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, Kingdom Living Fellowship. Amen. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh. Amen. Two of the daughter works of CSCC that I know that is present on the line. Amen. Serving the vision as they're serving this vision. Amen. They are also fulfilling the vision of God for their work and their ministry. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I just want to release the line to you. Amen. That we may hear from the Lord quickly through you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, woman of God. I'm just grateful for the Lord. Amen. Just grateful, you know, just the way he got the service started this morning. When I got on the line, you guys were already in full force service. I could hardly wait to get on the line, and I did a lot of driving. My husband and I had went to San Antonio, Texas over the weekend, and we actually drove back last night, and I think we got back about 10:30, and I was tired. And I didn't think I was going to be able to get up on time, but the Lord woke me up, hallelujah, and I had plenty of time to get up and move around, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm anxious to get on the line and to get started. And you are already crunk. Glory to God. And that just stirred me even the more, and to get into the services of the Lord and to just hear the report of the Lord from all of the saints of God, their testimonies. And even when he said to let them know they can even say a scripture, my God, just to be able to worship the Lord, not just in song, not just in a testimony, but a scripture to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. And then how he just used you so mightily, just flowed. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful. And I told the men and women of God a couple of weeks ago how the Lord allowed Spices to get connected to Cornerstone Deliverance Church in 2019. Glory to God. And I haven't went back yet. I'm still here, and I'm not trying to go nowhere.
Praise God.
Grateful to be connected to God and to be connected to Cornerstone, to be connected to the body of Christ. And like I said in my testimony, for us not to be in a building, if it had to be in a building, I probably would have never met you guys. But because he has made this line available, hundreds of miles away, I can get on here and talk to everybody. I can have church with everybody. I can hear the word of God. And I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. And that was my testimony. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. And I thank the Lord because he keeps encouraging you. He keeps giving you the word of God to give to us, to keep us going, to keep us encouraged. I pray over you all the time, you and your family. I pray that God gives you the strength to keep on keeping on and get stronger and
Hallelujah,
stronger.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's my prayer. Hallelujah.
For you. In Jesus
Glory
name.
To God. And thank you for an awesome word. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you mightily like he always do. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for that word through our very own Apostle Wright Morgan of Spices Ministry, amen, in Texas. Praise God, amen. And if those of you in the Texas area, amen, in need of a shepherd, amen, need of development, amen, want to know what your giftings are, amen, we encourage you, amen, to reach out to the woman of God at 800-373-6948, amen, extension 814. She is equipped, amen, qualified, anointed for that. Amen. Praise God. Won't God do it? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, Kingdom Living Fellowship. Amen. I want to release the line to you if you are on this morning.
Amen. I just thank the Lord for the word this morning. I wasn't feeling too well when I got on the line, but I thank the Lord for just the healing and my breakthrough. Amen. And I thank the Lord for just him speaking clearly to me and things that I needed to hear through his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for the share of the woman of God. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Praise God. But he says, I sent my word and it healed them. Amen. Praise God. There was a time when we knew, amen, not if I could make it to the doctor's office, but if I could just make it to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. If I could just hear a word, amen, of God that will shift my situation and my search. We knew that the power was in the message. We knew. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm glad that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm glad that he's doing just what he did. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, but we got our own Red Seas to cross. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we got our own seas to cross. Amen. We got our own fires to escape. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God did it for them, and he shall do it for us too. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The best is yet to come. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to bless the motherboard this morning. Amen. Praise God. I believe that Evangelist Johnson is the evangelical team for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I do believe that. Amen. Praise God. She may be wherever she is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because we was on conference before there was any COVID. Amen. Praise God. Way before there was COVID, we was on conference.
Amen.
And we was physically in the building. Amen. Praise God. The conference line and the social media things has always been a platform for CSDC because we decided that we was going all the way. Praise God. We decided. Amen.
Yeah.
Wherever there was a platform, we was going to get on that platform and it was going to be about Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We decided that we was going all the way. Praise God. Amen. Yes. So I thank God for each and every one of you that served today. Amen. Is there anyone else that wants to share or have any words that God had placed in their heart and you feel like it will be a blessing unto the people? We want to open up the floor really quick before we close out. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I just wanted to say I thank God for the word today. It was a compliment to my spirit. Yesterday I went to a prayer in the garden, and they asked us to write down our prayer requests, and one of my prayer requests was the Lord to keep me in divine connection.
Mm.
And I thank God when I heard the woman of God say that, I said, God, I thank you. And another thing I was asking God for, I said, God, you know, I'm grateful to everything that you've given me, but in my heart, I still feel like you want me to have more. And I said, don't allow me to stunt what you want to do in my life.
Yeah.
So help me to be open to it. And when I heard her saying, it's okay to desire more. It's okay. Those things are okay. I knew God was saying, yes, it's okay if you want more. It's okay.
Amen.
I'm gonna bless you. And so I thank God for that confirmation for me today to continue to do what God is calling me to do and just go all the way with him, just stay in his presence and stay in his word. So I thank God for the encouragement to go on and to just to preach this gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we go, we can go all the way. Amen. As the woman of God saying, but we got to keep our eye on the mark. Amen. Praise God. We got to keep our eye on the prize. Don't lose sight of that.
Yes.
And let your eye being on the mark be a part of every decision that you make. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to release the line. Amen. Hallelujah to. Amen. Mother Roberts, do you have anything to share today? Praise God.
No.
Mother Harris, praise God. Amen. I'm going to release the line of Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh. Amen. Praise God. Woman of God, will you just close us out in prayer? Prophet Deidre Williams. Amen. Praise God. We're moving on. Amen. We're moving forward. Praise God.
Amen.
Prophetess,
amen.
Just close us out in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Lord God, we thank you right now. Lord God, for this time of fellowship. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God. Lord God, we ask that you will refresh and replenish the woman of God right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing to use her, Lord God, for your glory in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, for what you're doing. And, Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of it in Jesus' mighty name. Agape love.
Agape love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Those
Amen.
Of you that have to go, y'all can go. Prophetess
love
Margaret Kavanaugh. Bless you, woman of God. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Are you still on? I